All right, let's kick things off with a big question. Did you know that your friendly neighborhood dog, yep, the one playing fetch in the yard, actually comes from wolves? Wild, right? I mean, picture this. Big, tough wolves roaming around, howling at the moon, and then fast forward to today. Fluffy pups in sweaters riding in strollers. How on earth did that happen? Well, it all started thousands of years ago, way before video games or ice cream cones even existed. Back then, people lived in small groups and spent their days hunting and gathering food. They needed help, especially with things like protection and finding their dinner. And who better to team up with than wolves? They were fast, smart, and had super sniffers, like basically built-in find-that-food detectors. But here's the thing. Not all wolves were cool with humans. Some were scared, while others didn't really care. But a few, maybe the ones that were a little braver and a little friendlier, started hanging around those early humans. Maybe they were like, hey, if I stick around these people, I might score some tasty leftovers. And over time, humans were like, these wolves aren't so bad. Maybe if we feed the nice ones, they stick around and help us hunt or keep danger away. Now this is where it gets really interesting. Over many, many years, those friendly wolves had puppies, and people started picking the ones they liked the most, like those that were extra gentle or super good at working together. Imagine playing matchmaker, but instead of picking a best friend, you're choosing the best wolf buddy for your family. Isn't that cool? It's kind of like Pokemon, but with real animals. And eventually, those picked wolves weren't really wolves anymore. They became dogs. The first dogs were amazing helpers, working alongside people to hunt, protect, and even warm them up on chilly nights. And that special friendship kept growing and growing to become the wagging tail, belly rub kind of bond we have with dogs today. But think about it. What do you think those early humans were looking for in their perfect dog? Speed? Loyalty? The best snuggle buddy ever? Imagine what it would have been like to choose your own dream dog back then. Pretty neat, huh? Now that we know how dogs became our furry best friends, let's talk about something super cool. How they actually communicate. Because, you know, dogs don't use words like we do, but trust me, they've got their own amazing doggy language. You've probably noticed things like barking, wagging tails, or even the ways they move their ears, right? Well, all of that actually says a lot. Let's start with one of my favorites, tail wagging. You might think it just means, yay, I'm happy, but tails are kind of like mood indicators, like a living emoji, if you will. A high, fast wag? That's your dog saying, I'm super excited. But a slow, low wag could mean they're nervous, maybe even unsure. Isn't that wild? It's like their tails have secret codes. And here's a fun fact. This whole tail talk thing actually connects back to their wolf ancestors. Wolves, just like dogs, use their tails to send signals to their pack, like, hey, follow me, or stay away. It's like they invented their own signal system way before we had texting, emojis, or even carrier pigeons. Pretty clever, huh? Oh, and barking. That's another biggie. Dogs, believe it or not, bark way more than wolves do. It's like they figured out humans needed more chatter to understand them. Kind of thoughtful of them, right? A dog might bark to say, hey, there's someone at the door, or, ooh, playtime, let's go. But sometimes, it's like they're saying, back off, I need some space. So the next time your dog barks, try to listen for the message behind it, like a secret code waiting to be cracked. Let me tell you a quick story about my neighbor's dog, Sparky. Sparky's the friendliest dog ever, but one day, I noticed him standing still, wagging his tail really slowly while looking at a kid playing with a ball. It made me pause and think, what's Sparky trying to say? Turns out, Sparky was a little nervous. He wanted to play, but wasn't sure if the kid wanted to, too. When the kid threw the ball, Sparky lit up like fireworks on the 4th of July, wagging his tail so fast it was a blur. And that tiny moment? It made me realize how much we can learn if we just pay attention to what dogs are saying with their bodies. All right, let's dive into some super fun facts about dogs. Did you know that dogs are like little emotion detectives? Yep, they can actually read your facial expressions and figure out if you're happy, sad, or stressed. It's like they have a built-in mood radar. Pretty amazing, huh? And let's talk about their faces for a second. Those adorable eyes and floppy ears aren't just cute, they're part of how dogs talk. When a dog tilts its head, for example, it isn't just saying, look how cute I am. They're probably trying to focus on what you're saying or figuring out if you're holding a treat. And those puppy dog eyes? Turns out, dogs have evolved to make their facial expressions extra irresistible to humans. It's like they've unlocked the cheat code to our hearts. Now here's something wild. Dogs' sense of smell is so powerful, it's been compared to having a superpower. If you imagine your nose is a little flashlight, a dog's nose is like a giant spotlight lighting up an entire football field. They can smell things that happened days ago or are buried deep underground, which is why they're amazing at jobs like finding lost people or sniffing out hidden treats. Oh, and their hearing? They can catch sounds that are way too high-pitched for us to even notice. It's like they have a secret backstage pass to the sound world. Now, here's a little challenge for you. The next time you're around a dog, see if you can teach them a simple trick or play a game to learn more about them. Maybe try getting them to shake hands or even just watch how they react when you hold up a treat. Do they tilt their head? Wag their tail? It'll be like cracking the code to their personality. Oh, and make sure to ask a grown-up for help if you're trying new things with a pup, okay? Safety first. Dogs are such amazing, loyal, and clever friends, and there's so much we can learn from them if we pay attention. I mean, imagine being able to walk into a room and understand everything just by smelling the air. Mind-blowing, right? And that's what makes dogs so special. They've been our partners for thousands of years, and they're still surprising us every single day. Well, that's all for today's adventure. I hope you had as much fun as I did learning about our furry friends. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and give your pup an extra belly rub from me. Bye, everyone.